Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Tuesday, January 31st, 2023. Today he is reminding us again of the vital importance of our presence in human form right now. God gave you all that he has and is at the moment of your creation. God's plan for humanity's collective awakening is unfolding perfectly. It was created at the precise moment that you chose to experience separation and independence from him, because he knew that once you experienced such a state, you would immediately seek to return home, to be once more and forever in his divine and infinitely loving presence. The thought to separate from him was insane, because he is all. There is only God, and there is no place, space, or possible alternate environment beyond or outside of him. You knew that, and yet you chose to build an unreal and illusory state of existence as an exercise in using your free will, just to prove that you could. It was a little, only a little, like the teenage rebellion that most human children express as they believe themselves to becoming adult now. You, of course, have infinitely greater power than human teenagers, because God gave you all that he has and is at the moment of your creation. By attempting to construct an environment that was completely separated from your source, the infinite energy field of love that is Mother, Father, God, you basically used your free will to distance yourselves from God. But there is no such thing, place, or space that is at a distance from. There is only God. However, you were able, using the complete freedom that is an aspect of your true nature, love, because that nature is completely and unconditionally free, to construct the unreal environment of distrust, fear, and hatred that you have all experienced while in human form. You are God's eternally beloved children. There are no conditions attached. You are eternally enveloped in and embraced by the All, your ever-loving Father, from whom separation is totally impossible, and in whom there is no shaming, judgment, or punishment, ever. But you were able to convince yourself that you had separated yourself, that therefore you deserved punishment, another unreal aspect of the illusion. For doing so, and that state of separation in which you seem to have found yourself, was accordingly absolutely terrifying. God is all. You are eternally one with God, and always have been since the moment when he created you. Being one with God provides all your needs. In his presence you need nothing, because the warmth, the comfort, the joy, the love that being one established is an eternal and unending state of complete acceptance and joyfulness by the Father of his beloved Son. When you seemingly moved into that separate state, all that was yours in the divine presence was gone. So of course you were terrified. Just for a moment imagine being a baby suckling at its mother's breast, and then being swiftly and suddenly removed from that totally safe and warm place. Well, the terror you experienced when you chose to experience separation from God was infinitely greater. In terror, you split off a tiny part of yourself and made it your ego. It was a bit like the frightened inner child that so many of you have as humans, and which you hide, deny, or ignore because you need to present a being of maturity and competence to others who are themselves doing the same thing. The need to pretend that you are strong, powerful beings is the defense mechanism that your ego has established as a shield against the terrors of the world around you that can at any moment damage or destroy your physical bodies. As humans, you do have an underlying and constantly present sense of insecurity, and over the eons you have built organizations which you can join in order to protect yourselves from these endless dangers. Tribal societies, nations, armies, authoritative religious organizations, political parties, business organizations, insurance companies, professional sports teams, etc., etc. Finally, and very noticeably during the last few decades, more and more of you have become aware of the insanity of this way of living, and so the collective intent to awaken was taken deep within each one of you, often, in fact mostly, below the level of your conscious human awareness. Therefore, you are now seeing signs of this wondrous process in action all across the world. You do have to look for it, because it is not something to which the mainstream media or social media and other news or information institutions have even noticed. They live on conflict and drama. But when you do look, you will see confirmatory evidence of the collective awakening in an enormous number of locations across planet Earth. Humanity is awakening. And this awakening is unstoppable. It is a massive and a powerful process with which God provided you at the precise moment that you entered the illusory state of separation, but a moment ago, and it is approaching its most glorious and wondrous instant of fruition, of actualization. Many of you who have recently been experiencing sharp and often extremely unpleasant emotional mood swings and sensations of extreme anxiety and fear are now finding that these are easing and are even being replaced by moments of euphoria. Allow yourselves to accept and honor these most gratifying signs that you are awakening. God is love, God is joy, and deep within yourselves you have always known this. Now allow yourselves to become consciously aware of this divine truth and embrace it, instead of listening to your egos and acquiescing to their persuasive insistence that things are constantly getting worse and that some worldwide disaster or catastrophe is about to unfold. Your daily moments, quietly alone, inviting and allowing love to fill your hearts, remain absolutely essential aspects of your daily lives. Do make sure to set aside time for this regular recollection with Mother, Father, God, because it intensifies and re-empowers your ongoing intent to be only loving whatever arises today and every day. Just being, as I have told you many times already, is massively and powerfully effective in assisting in humanity's awakening process. You all signed on for this, and your presence and intent is indispensable. So be here now, knowing as you do that you are inordinately supported by all of us here in the non-physical realms. You are awakening, and you are bringing the human collective along with you. Do not underestimate the importance of your presence on Earth in human form right now. You are all crucial and irreplaceable elements of the divine plan for humanity's awakening as it unfolds right now. With so very much love, Saul.